Right.
Yeah, but he came to North Carolina. He fought in the Civil War on the Southern South.
Was that why he came to North Carolina?
He did. That's why he came. He was a lieutenant in the Southern Army.
That's very interesting.
And he had one brother, and he came south.
Did he fight in the war, too?
He fought in the war, too. He was killed.
Uh-huh.
But my grandfather was not killed, but it killed him because he came home when his son was born. And he got in a snowstorm.
Mm-hmm.
And he took pneumonia, and people that know they took pneumonia died.
Yeah.
He lived, lingered along for a good while, but he died.
Mm-hmm.
And when Uncle Charlie was 6 weeks old, he died.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't but two of them.
What do you call something like a black cat that people say brings bad luck?
Well, spooks, they do bring bad luck.
They do?
They do to some people. They did the colored fella here.
What happened?
Well, we were behind him, and he was coming down Norwich Street and runs it coming on. Black cat run across the front of him, and he backed up. We went on. He backed up, went around. He was coming around the block, had a wreck when he come back out from Norwich Street. The black cat was bad luck, they ain't all right. They say they are bad luck.
Well, what are some other things that people say bring bad luck besides black cats?
Walking under ladders.
Think of anything else?
Let me see.
Or maybe something that brings good luck.
Yeah, four-leaf clover brings good luck, they say, if you find it. Plenty of them. It's bad luck to step over a broom.
Step over what?
Broom. Fishing pole. Oh, you couldn't get one of these dolphins to step over fishing.
Really?
Just going fishing. They wouldn't catch no fish and lay that pole down, they'll have a fit. One of these little dolphins go out and step over that pole.
Well, heaven's sake, well, I never heard that one before.
Yeah, they lay them out there to come in here to get something. They're going down the railroad and fish.
Uh-huh.
Don't trip on my fool, boy.
What do people call a person who brings bad luck? What do you call a child whose mother and father are not married?
What do they call them? They call them bastards.
Okay.
Illegitimate children.
What do you call a place where a dead person is taken to be prepared for burial?
To the morgue.
What do you call the box or the case that a corpse is put into for burial?
Well, they put into the caskets, coffins. Now, the ones that used to be called coffins were made of wood.
Uh-huh.
Were not decorated.
Well, now, but a coffin and a casket would be the same thing.
It's the same thing, just a different time of year. But we used to sell them.
Mm-hmm.
Before
were they just wooden boxes?
Mm-hmm. No, they weren't. They were painted on the outside. They went in for the boxes.
Uh-huh.
But the people that build those boxes. When my daddy used to sell those things when I was a kid. But it would be shaped, you know, and lined the inside.
Uh-huh.
But it wouldn't be fancy like that.
Uh-huh.
Didn't cost like they do now.
Oh, golly.
Anywhere from $10 to $25 was a good, nice, fine one.
Uh-huh.
Rosewood.
That's interesting. But where did he get those?
Was
how
like
were they made?
Bonnet factory.
Did they have anything there on?
Yeah.
And a pack of cool.
I don't want to knock that thing down again. Let me get this.
What do you call the place where the dead are buried?
Cemetery. I do. Most of them call them graveyards.
What do you call flowing water, something that's smaller than a river?
You mean a stream of water?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We have brooks.
Well, what would be